Bro.
Dark.
Next time, I'll lend you my night vision goggles.
Oh,
and like, dude, you can go in there in the dark.
Or next time, y'all come with us and we can show
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
See?
No, she can stay at the room and then we'll go.
No, she can lead us. She can be the room clearer. Like, hey, go in that room and make sure it's safe.
Yeah.
Dang.
Clear.
It's been an hour and a half. She hasn't come out yet.
All right, well, let's go to Saltgrass and get
let's
a snack.
Let's go eat at Saltgrass for her.
You know what? It's always the one with the like the glasses, though. You know, like in yep. scary movies or whenever something happens, you know, yeah. like it's always the one with the glasses that trips,
yeah,
you know,
you
and
lose
then the
your
glasses
sight.
Come off. Yeah. Oh, and then shit. You're over here like looking for your glasses and that's
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to gather around this nostalgia campfire and share some hilarious and, in this episode, crazy, creepy stories, I guess, about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Keeping the theme going with the month of October, last week, episode 12, we talked about scary, spooky hauntings and stuff we've experienced. And in today's episode, we're going to kind of keep that theme going, but also talk about what we would do around Halloween time. So, real quick, round table, everyone introduce themselves, what generation you are from. And if you want to know more about the members of this podcast, you can listen to episode 1. Let's roll.
Hi, I'm Bubbles. I'm a millennial.
I'm PT, Gen Xer.
I'm C. I am also a millennial.
And I am D, your host, also a millennial. Okay, cool. So, who wants to kick it off? You want me to kick it off?
I'll kick it off.
All right, let's hear it.
So, do y'all remember, this would probably be like in the mid-90s. Well, Nickelodeon, they would have like a show in the evenings called Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Hell yeah. I
and
love,
they would
dude,
have,
I was
like,
addicted.
Scary stories.
Yes.
Yeah. I only heard of it, but we didn't have cable growing up, so
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I was busy trying to get fucked by demons.
Actually, you know what? That's funny because what we should do is maybe this coming week, we should watch all the Are You Afraid of the Dark? And so C can watch them and get caught
and
up.
And they also had like Goosebumps.
Goosebumps, the shows. The shows.
Oh, yeah, they did shows on it. Right?
But they
the
would
books.
Do, yeah, they would
like
do
the stories from the
books.
From the books,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they would?
Yeah.
So it'd be like Night of the Living Dummy.
Was it like in the late
The Mask?
90s?
Yeah, that's like mid-90s, late-90s.
Late-90s, like,
dude.
I think it's more mid-90s, actually.
Mid-90s.
Mid, like, 95?
92 I had, like,
to 95.
I had a shitload of Goosebump books,
yeah,
like, in
damn,
middle school.
I graduated in 93.
Bro. Hey, you remember how some of the Goosebump books were, like, cool? Like, they had, like, the
some,
cover
yeah.
was
yeah.
sparkly
mm-hmm.
or, like, a hologram? Like, that's
mm-hmm.
a badass
yeah,
version.
Yeah, you're right.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still have them.
You still
and
have
the
you?
Actual,
yeah.
like, lettering, it had, like, bumps
yeah, different,
on there.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
There's one that was my favorite. I forgot what the name of it was, but it would be like, you'd read a page, and at the bottom it would say, like, go to page, like, 62, and so you go to page 62,
oh,
and
yeah.
you'd read it, and it'd say, like, go to page 28, and you go to page 28.
What?
Like, yeah.
yeah.
It would, you go all over, like,
yeah,
all over the book. Yeah.
That's cool.
And you, like, pick, like, different endings. It was pretty cool.
Dang. So you got to make a choice, and you could go to different spots of the book?
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. I remember The Mask was the creepy one. Like, just the idea of, like, I think it was, like, you put this mask on and it, like, fused to your skin. Like, you couldn't take it
oh,
off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
creepy,
yeah.
Man, dang. Imagine.
And I remember Mom and Dad would always watch this show on HBO called Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes,
remember
that's
that
my
one?
Shit.
That was on
yeah.
regular TV,
yeah,
too.
They would
my dad
never
would
let us.
It.
We weren't allowed
Thanks
to watch it.
Thanks for the
it.
Ride, lady.
You
they
would have
been cool
on
the car.
Yeah. On regular TV, it would come out at, like, 11.
Yeah.
Like, late.
Yeah. Well, it was rated R because it was mm-hmm. on HBO.
Yeah.
And my dad and my mom would record the episodes.
Yeah.
And so while they would be like at work or something, I remember I'd like watch it, you know, without permission.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
we
dirty
would watch
parts.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were a few episodes that had like some yeah. nudity, but that's why they didn't want us watching it, of course. Mm-hmm. But we watched it for the scary stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, dang.
No,
yeah.
I'd be watching TV with my dad. And whenever it, you know, got that time and that ugly man came out, I was mm-hmm. like, oh, no, I'm
oh,
done.
The crypt, little crypt.
Yeah. yeah.
Time for me to go
keeper.
To bed.
Thanks for the ride, lady. I remember that episode. It was in the car. That dead thing, remember when it fell off?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was like meatloaf in one of the episodes.
Oh, yeah. The Twilight Zone, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You watched
yeah,
the Twilight
Zone? Yeah, there were some episodes that were pretty scary, but yeah. I liked.
Dude, Twilight Zone was freaky.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Was that Twilight
Outer
Zone
Limits?
Was the one where it was on the... The plane and that thing was on the wing.
Yeah,
right. That was
that one. Yeah,
what was it called? Yeah,
that
was
the movie.
Yeah,
that's the movie.
Okay, that's the movie. Okay, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, but yeah, they had different shows. They had different.
No smoking. N-O-S-M-O-K-I-N-G. Yeah. No smoking.
Dude, yeah, that one was creepy. Yeah. The kid that could do control stuff with his mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he like took his sister's mouth away. And mm-hmm. she's just there all, mm-hmm. well, dude, that mm-hmm. fucking movie was
creepy. It was
creepy,
yeah.
We'd watch those.
I think if I watched anything, I'd watch The Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone, yeah.
I kind of mm-hmm. want to watch it from, like, episode one to
the beginning, you know? Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of episodes.
Yeah it is.
Because some of them were, like, not so much scary, just weird.
Mind-blowing. Yeah. You're not like, expected. Like strange, like
thinking
you know?
Outside of the
yeah,
box.
Like paranormal, yeah, like, yeah. stuff, yeah.
And some of them were straight up scary as hell. You're like, oh, man, yeah. imagine.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
But... I remember, okay, so obviously all the shows that would come on, Nickelodeon had Nick at Night, which would be Nick or Treat. That was this series that they did around Halloween. And it was always like all the scary shows. They would have like a sweepstakes that you could basically send postcards into to like enter into. And I think they would call out the winners during the show or whatever. You'd call in and, you know, of course, remember when they had like the 1-900 numbers and you could like,
oh, yeah.
you got charged, but you could like mm-hmm. join real time and talk to them and stuff. Like, yeah, they had that.
You would win prizes or what?
Yeah. They'd have like little drawings or giveaways and
oh,
stuff.
Really?
Yeah. On the show. Oh, like, shit. And it would be like an all night kind of thing, you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but that was cool. And then of course you had the Halloween movies. Okay. So I liked Halloween and Halloween 2. I just stopped watching. Yeah, like I didn't like any of them after that.
Is this the one with Michael Myers?
Yes.
Halloween 1 is like the shit. That's like nostalgic. Like
1 and 2, to me, those are like just
the best.
Stop right after. Like that's it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they have like...
I never
liked them. That was like Halloween 20. Yeah.
Or just like Nightmare on Elm Street 2. They were like, they did like 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yeah.
Dude. I never liked Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
Freddy Krueger.
Dude, the scariest one was Poltergeist. I mean, Exorcist.
It's prime time, bitch.
Yeah.
There was also like Jeepers Creepers. I started watching like the first one or something. I think it was the first one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, let me see what this one's about. And then, I don't know, I saw something like really scary like in the beginning. And I'm like, oh, let me change it.
Or like Children of the Corn 2. You ever seen that one?
Oh, man.
Terrified the shit out of me.
I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah. What about Poltergeist 2? I love that movie.
I like
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist
was creepy. I never got into the Jason movies.
I saw the first one. That was it. I wasn't really a big fan of Jason.
Was that the one with that mask?
Yeah.
And like the
holes. There's always like Jason fans or Michael Myers fans. I was a Michael Myers fan.
Right.
Yeah. That's why Bree's a big horror fanatic because of me. She was little and she would watch it with me.
Yeah.
That's
she
crazy.
Was never afraid of it. She loved it. Even when she was growing
movies.
Up. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I hate scary movies.
I love scary movies.
You know what? I don't mind thriller.
That's probably why I don't like Halloween. I'm ready for Christmas, y'all.
But what I hate is the jump scares.
Oh, because
see me, I'm like, okay, like it's more of a startled thing. It's not scared. Whereas like a scary movie to me is like after you watch it, you're like unsettled.
Yeah.
You know, like
sleep
mentally.
With the lights on.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
That's how I am.
Yeah.
Like Jacob's Ladder isn't a horror film, but that shit scared out of me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's a good
example.
I feel
like if it leaves you with a feeling like that, you probably shouldn't be watching it.
Nah, but you know, it's just a movie.
Yeah.
I wish I had a buddy I can watch scary movies with.
Why can't you watch it with PT? Doesn't he like scary movies?
Don't you watch Hallmark together?
No, it's not that I'm scared. It's just they're stupid, dude. Like I'll watch the old ones, but
like
she likes to watch she likes to watch all the new shit. I don't
like
all
the
that
Nun,
crap.
The Conjuring.
Nun. Fuck that. I lived through that
Those
shit.
Those are scary movies. That, I mean, they're not scary,
not really.
Scary,
it's
but
dumb.
I mean,
it's like when you cut someone's arm off, it doesn't look like that.
Oh my God.
I've heard. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'll watch the old stuff.
You won't like go see the new Exorcist movie with him?
Fuck no. Fuck that. I don't
What about Five Nights at Freddy's?
No, I'm good.
Well, like Freddy's Hotel? Or that's kind of what it sounds like, no?
No, it's like a
video game? Yeah, the video game.
Yeah, it's like a video game. What about that one we saw? Remember that show where it was like something similar to that? Where they were trapped in, was it John?
It was with
Nicolas Cage. He was trapped in that thing.
Yeah, it was supposed to be
and
like.
And they came alive.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like it, but. Fuck it wasn't that name.
Yeah, no.
No,
fuck around
this
and
one
find out
actually.
Now. Shit, I'll blow someone's head off with the. Yeah.
What about 13 Ghosts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that, see, that,
yeah.
Those that was were good. Like the last good ones. Like, I think the Saw was the last one that I actually would watch, like, in that era. Like,
you know, another one
I like
creepy?
Saw, but the 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, the
after
first one
it,
was good, but after that, it's like.
So I don't even know if this is a Halloween movie, but one that was scary or creeped me out was The Cell.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With Jennifer Lopez.
That one was like, was pretty.
She did horrible acting in that one, though.
Jennifer, hey, don't talk about my ex-wife like that, man.
Yeah. I just remember the part where they put...
I drink your dirty bath water, dude. She's so hot.
Where they put the intestines on the thing and it's like drinking it.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine if you're alive and...
Yeah, like a lot of those movies
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah. Oh, watch it tonight before bed.
Or like, what about the ring? What about the ring?
I'll watch it while I'm in bed, but no headphones, just the audio. Like,
all loud.
All loud.
Turn that shit off. I'm trying to sleep.
What the fuck?
Some people fucking work around here. Sorry about God.
Tell me about it.
Oh, but
no, I can't tell you about it because I know all about that.
Yeah, I know all about
that. But you said the ring. I like the ring.
Remember the ring? Yeah.
The
hair?
Ring is creepy.
With the hair, the lady.
God, fuck that.
There's something about like younger, like kids in scary movies.
Pet Cemetery?
That scare the heck
Cage.
Out of me.
Remember? You ever see Pet Cemetery?
No.
The little boy comes back. Boy starts biting. Remember?
Yeah, Pet Cemetery was creepy.
Pet Cemetery was creepy. That was creepy.
I started watching that new series.
Which one?
Pet Cemetery Bloodlines.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was watching it.
Oh, shit. No, no, I was busy working.
Okay.
There's an old, it's a Japanese movie. Dang it, what's it called? I need to find it. I have it.
What is it? Oh, that really scary one?
Yeah, but I forget what the name
Which
of
one?
It is. Was it scary?
The little one?
Yeah, she said it was scary, so she put it on, turned the lights off downstairs, and she was like, watch the ending, it'll scare you. So I watched the damn whole movie, and I was just like...
You're waiting, it never happened.
Yeah. I was waiting. I was like, is this movie like going to have a bunch of jump scares? She's like, no, just wait for it. And I was waiting and waiting.
It never happened.
It was
happened.
Called like Incantation... something.
I don't know.
It was based off a true story. But it was like Japanese. Mm-hmm. Or
hang on, y'all keep talking. I'll be right back.
It was, what was it called?
It was like called like Incantation.
Oh, no, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think anything weird. Nowadays is scary like compared to like back then, like the 80s and 90s and 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Like The Ring and all that was pretty good.
You know what movie actually freaked me out? Which was Arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, spiders.
The spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
What about that stupid movie, Snakes on Planes, or what is it called?
Oh.
So stupid.
Somebody better get this motherfucking snake off this motherfucking plane.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. But I remember when I first saw The Exorcist, that scared the shit out of me.
The first original one?
Yeah, the original one. Oh, my God. Timmy, why are you doing this to me? Just being like the mom.
Yeah.
Stupid. Oh, it's so scary.
Oh, my gosh.
Then the head starts turning.
Or what about, like, any, like, the alien movies? Did you ever watch those?
You know, that's one funny thing, though, because I feel like alien movies do not scare me.
No? Like, The Faculty? That was a good one. The Faculty.
The Faculty. There was also the one with the crop circles. What was it called?
Oh, Signs.
I saw that one. Yeah. That one didn't scare me either.
When the alien was walking, he got all scared. I remember that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Signs. And then what was the other one? Mm-hmm. Or the one that freaked me out was one that he did. What was it called?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, but the one where they're like in that town, like the old times.
The Village?
The Village. There you go.
Yeah.
That one was freaky.
Was
it wasn't
crazy.
Scary, but it was freaky because it's like, and then she like jumps the fence and like.
He has a new movie coming out, I think. I remember seeing.
He does? What about the one where, it has a Mark Wahlberg, where it's the trees or the plants or what is that one called? The one he did. I forgot what it's called.
Mm. Pulse.
Oh no!
You haven't seen this? No, I don't want to see that shit. I heard about that. Fuck that movie.
Dude, is it on Netflix?
I don't know, but I have it right here.
Is that Blockbuster?
Hollywood Video.
Oh.
Damn, that's how old it is. Yeah, I remember that. Fuck that.
2001.
Where'd you have to go to get it?
Upstairs.
Oh, damn.
What's it about?
I just remember it being creepy. A group of young friends is rocked by the sudden suicide of one of their own when his ghostly image appears on their computer screens. Something far more horrifying is unleashed. The terror mounts as more deaths and disappearances occur. Pulse is a psychologically unsettling tale, which effects will endure long after the chills have subsided. Check it out. You'll like it.
Well, I don't have a
You don't
Blu-ray
have a
player
DVD player?
Yeah, you have a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, welcome to the new age.
I'll make the little one watch it with me.
Hey, my name is George.
There you go. I haven't seen it since then, so it might. It might not have aged well. I don't know. Just technology.
It's gonna be all grainy.
Or they're gonna be like, that would never happen on a computer nowadays.
We live in a haunted house. We're not scared.
I don't know. That's the only one, really.
That's the only scary one.
I think.
Where's the Ouija board?
That's under the other bed.
I'm gonna have to check upstairs.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, is that from a movie?
Yeah.
She doesn't watch scary movies.
I was wondering why she was looking at me like older money. She's all looking at me like,
what the hell's wrong with that?
I haven't watched a lot of scary
movies. Do you have a stuttering
movies.
A speech impediment?
Is it Knock at the Cabin? Is that the one?
No, it's the one with
is
Mark
it by
Wahlberg.
M.
Yeah,
Night Shyamalan?
Mark God. Wahlberg. You know which one, right? With the trees or what is it called? Just look it up.
The one with the trees.
Cabin in the Woods?
No.
Lady in the Water?
The Happening.
Oh, The Happening. Oh.
Yeah, that one was weird. And we're talking about his movies, The Village. Remember The Village? That was creepy.
Oh, he did Sixth Sense?
Yeah, he did Sixth Sense. That was what he got famous for.
He hasn't made a good movie since.
That was his first one. No, Signs was pretty good.
There's one coming out. There's a new one coming out. Knock at the Cabin's coming out.
Yeah. Now, yeah, that's when he got famous, right? That was his first one, Sixth Sense. And then after that, he got famous. And then...
he had other ones.
Didn't he do Unbreakable, too?
Yeah, he did Unbreakable.
Which one was first?
I think Sixth Sense was first.
Sixth Sense was his first one, yeah. And then he did Unbreakable.
Well, in 92, he did Praying with Anger and then Wide Awake.
Yeah, those all suck.
Yeah.
And then he did Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, Signs, The Village.
I love The Village.
The Village is crazy.
It was just crazy the way it happened. Like, they make it
I didn't know he did Split, too.
Yeah, he did Split.
He did a bunch of trashy movies. Yeah. I feel like he didn't do good after, like, the early 2000s, I would say. He peaked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After The Village, then I was like, probably like his last one. The Happening was pretty good.
Hmm.
It was kind of freaky, but...
Now I want to watch the rest of these.
It's kind of like The Village. You didn't know what the hell it was. You know, mm-hmm. That was like about scary monsters, and they're like in this forest, like this national forest.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy. Yeah, because there's a theory about that, like we were talking about Sasquatch in the last episode.
Yeah.
That like after what's his name? I don't remember what president it was. The one that created the national forestry, like that thing.
Okay.
Because he had a Sasquatch sighting when he was hunting in one of the forests, and then after that he enacted the National Forest Act. So they said like there's a theory like everywhere they've been spotted, whatever they make it a national forest. That's where a lot of the sightings happen in national forests around the country. Yeah, so it's pretty creepy. Just like the village, it was in the forest. It was in the national forest.
Well, we have some local things here in town too, like scary stuff that has happened locally.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The railroad tracks.
Yeah.
The aqueducts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to go aqueducts, there and smoke weed and make out with chicks on the south side. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We had midget matching too. And then we had the Donkey Lady Bridge.
Donkey Lady.
Then the Llorona right there on the like San Antonio River.
Dude, the Donkey Lady always scared the shit out of me. Just the idea of
A lot of people some people have seen it, like seriously seen it. Like,
yeah, fuck that.
Yeah,
man.
There's a donkey. Let's go to the Donkey Lady Bridge.
Where's it at?
It's over there off of Applewhite Road, I think.
Right now?
Is it? Yeah, we did a geocache there.
Yeah. We're going Halloween.
It's in that area.
Is it that one?
Yeah, it's over there.
It's on the bridge?
Should we go Halloween night?
There's a bridge. There's a certain I don't remember which one it is. We used to go there like in high school. Everyone would go smoke and like drink there. Like the aqueducts too. Now it's all like they close it after, but back in the day you could go anytime and like they wouldn't mess with you, but now you can't do that anymore. But yeah. But like Midget Mansion, it used to be like right there on the south side on that one road where the airport's at, Denton? It was there. Mm-hmm. I remember it was like a legend growing up, and then like in high school one of our friends, Jackie, her parents bought that house.
Oh,
so really?
Yeah. So we went over there one time. They had a party or something. We're hanging out. Because one of my friends, she was our friend growing up. I mean, we went to school together, and it was creepy in there, dude. It was just like an old wooden house, and like, dude, there was like walls between the walls. There was like space between the walls, like a walkway. Yeah. I don't really remember the.
Well, if they were midgets, was like everything low.
Yeah. So apparently, like, I don't know if there were like I don't remember the exact story, but it was something about. They removed all the stairs. Huh? Something about the kids. I don't know. It was weird. It was weird. When I got to go.
Wait, removed the stairs?
Yeah, like in the house, like her kids. Something to do with the kids. I got to look it up, but
Interesting.
Yeah, look that shit up.
Yeah, but like the railroad tracks, yeah, the tracks, yeah. Those were, they're still scary, but they debunked those, man.
So the thing is, okay, so you were saying that the railroad tracks, the reason it's debunked is because it's at an angle, but the tree line makes it look
like it's an optical illusion, yeah, because Factor Fitch came.
Because I thought it was uphill.
No. It's even. I mean, it's actually downslope. It's a downslope, right? Mm-hmm. But they say that it's even, so it gets pushed, but it's not legit. It's actually on a downslope. Because they did, like, the Factor Fiction came and did a show, and they did, like, all the stuff they debunked it. Also, the story behind that, where they say the bus, all these kids got killed in the bus. Dude, that happened. They got that from Utah. It happened in Utah in, like, the 30s.
So the people who don't know, maybe if you're listening or just don't know about this, the lore, you know, history of this was that a school bus way back in the day broke down on the railroad tracks, and a train came, killed all the kids that were in the school bus. And that now, if you go to these railroad tracks, you would park, and people would do this. It'd be like a line. It would just be like any weekend of the year.
Every night.
Yeah, right. Like you'd always have a line of people, and they would park on top of the tracks. And you'd put your car in neutral, parking brake off, and you would just stay there. And it would take a few seconds, and that the kids' spirits would push your car
so you don't get hit
off of the tracks, and that people would put baby powder all over the bumper. And that after getting out, you know, once you're pushed over the tracks, you would go look and there'd be like little kids' handprints on the back of your bumper. So how did they debunk that?
Like, well, they said like what all those fingerprints and handprints are like when you're always touching your car. Because you can never clean.
My car that much.
But you don't think about it, but you do. Just think about it. Nowadays you don't because you have the automatic opener, but back then, like the cars, even now,
let's go try it.
Let's go. I know it's all bullshit. It's on Southside. We can take you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when we're in high school, we would go, like, my buddy Jesse had a truck. We would go with the girls. So, like, the girls would go in front, and then, like, me and my friend Serge would go in the back, and then we would pull up, right, and put it in neutral, and we'd get out of the truck and, like, walk next to it and scare the shit out of them. Start banging on it. They would get scared, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, it's been debunked because that story never. There's no proof of that story ever happening here in San Antonio. Yeah, it happened in Utah, like in the 30s, like in 1938. And then there's like a subdivision. It has like all these different names, and like the legend is that like the streets were named after the kids that were killed. But there's no proof of that. There's like.
But are there streets named kids' names?
Well, they're people's names, but you can't prove if there was a kid or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. PT, you're from the South Side. So is there a cemetery called Loma China Cemetery? Says it's on the South Side.
Is that the one with the little kids?
No, it says...
Is that the Chinese one?
It says the towering ghost of the Chinese graveyard.
Yeah, that's the Chinese one. Yeah, I don't remember where it's at, though. I've heard of it, though.
7-foot tall Asian woman.
Yeah, she goes... 7 feet
tall?
She walks around there at night.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Look, I wonder where that's at.
Do they have pictures of her? 7 feet tall? The big bitch.
Yeah, because, let me see.
It says, a lovelorn spirit who took her own life at the grave of her forbidden love.
Yeah, the one that her husband died. Yeah, I remember that. Let me see.
Her tall ass. Dang, that's tall, 7 feet.
Yeah, that is tall. And then there's a lechusa.
The lechusas are everywhere, man. Shit, we have them at our house.
What are those owls?
Yeah, they're like big giant owls, like human sized owls. They say they're like dead witches, like dead brujas. Mm. They're like old women that turn. There's like stories of like in Mexico where like some have been killed. Like there was a old witch lady that would like moved into a neighborhood and then like they started seeing this big old owl, blah blah blah. She would haunt people and like somebody shot and killed her. And then, like, they stopped seeing that old lady. Yeah, in the owl form. And then they stopped seeing the old lady for a few days. And then when they saw her, she was, like, all fucked up because she had got shot. It was weird. Yeah, there's, like, stories like that. I'm trying to find that one.
Oh, yeah. And they also say the Alamo's haunted.
Oh, the Alamo's definitely. You ever go down there, like, at night, supposedly? That's why they fenced off that whole area.
It sucks. You can't even get in there. Yeah. Like, close to it.
But they say, like, if you stay at the Minger and you get one of the rooms that look down at the Alamo, you can see them.
Shit, yeah.
You can see the shit, the shadows, the spirits.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like in Galveston. That's why we always go to Galveston, bro. It's so hot. It's like the most haunted city in San Antonio. I mean, in Texas. Why? Because of the hurricane, dude. It happened in 1900.
But, I mean, that's just the reason? Just because a bunch of people died?
So, apparently, we heard this. We did this ghost tour over there, and they said, like, when the hurricane came, like, so many people died, right? They were all just dead floating in the streets. So, what happened was they started burying them, like, at the beach because it was, like, mass amounts of people that passed away. So, That's why the beach is haunted. But it was, like, so many that they took them out into sea. And they dumped them in the ocean and they washed back up to shore.
Fucking chum.
Yeah, so that's why like it's all haunted.
Chumming the water with bodies. That's messed up.
It's haunted, but it's a nice place. It's not like, but yeah, that's why we always stay. Like we stay at the Galvez.
Could you imagine if you were trying to like surf out there in the beach and then you're like, oh, my board got away, and you go to reach for it and it's a body.
Dang. Or something grabs your foot.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a shark.
Yeah. That's why when we go, later on this month for her birthday, we're going to stay at the Trumont. Mm-hmm. It's downtown in the Strand. It's like downtown. They say that's like really haunted down there. They say like if you go out in the streets, like in the middle of the night, like 2 to 4, and you're like just sitting there, you look down the street and you see people walking. Like you'll see figures walking towards you and then like it's nobody.
What?
Yeah, or like you see people crossing the street and it's like they're just like apparitions.
Dang.
And like that hotel has probably like 8 or 9 ghosts that are like rooms. been confirmed.
So have you ever stayed in a hotel where there was some shit?
The Galvez, that lady killed herself there, but we didn't stay in that room. But we stayed there and I had a recorder on some weird shit.
Well, that recorded some shit. They don't give them out, but if you ask for them, they have EMF detectors that you can have. They'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You just have to ask.
Yeah, it's like a secret
so
menu.
So we got some, nice. And then we left them like by the front door.
It was by the door, then by the dresser.
What is it, like an alarm goes off?
No, it's like it measures electronic.
But does it like alert?
It makes a sound like going off or whatever. So we had it by the front door of our room. And it was fine. Didn't go off because we had through the whole hotel.
It was by the restroom, right there, right in front of the
And in the middle of the night, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, it started going off. It was like going crazy.
That's what woke us up. So then the next night, I put the recorder out. Mm-hmm. I still haven't listened to it. I still can't find those files.
The fuck?
They're on my old Mac. Yeah,
find them.
I need to. Yeah, because we started hearing like noises, right? Like we were hearing like tapping, like something was hidden. But yeah, I forgot that thing was going off.
I mean, it wasn't going off any
how long.
Time.
Did it go off
a few minutes, multiple times? Like
you didn't hear
night.
Anything or look like nothing else was going on. It was just going off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're known for that. But they got bought out by like Hilton. Someone bought them out, so they redid the whole thing. So now it doesn't look like old. Oh, and then they have a basement area. Mm-hmm. They have like this display of like the hurricane, like all these different like history of the hotel. And it's weird. There's some pictures that show like remember that one picture they have in the hallway has that face of that lady, mm-hmm. and it looks like distorted. I gotta find that picture.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And y'all stay at these places. Hell yeah. You pay money to stay at Hell these places.
And then we
cheap thrill.
Yeah. So when we went,
alrighty,
because her birthday's in October, so we always go like we try to get out there in October. So we went one time, and then we found out they were having these bus ghost tours. It's like a little passenger bus, and they take you to the city and all these different places. So there's like tons of haunted places, but there was one where there was a pirate. Which pirate was it?
Oh,
the famous one. What's his name?
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Gene.
I don't remember. You got to look it up.
It's like some French name.
One of the most favorite, most famous
Gene
pirates.
Gene or Jean?
Like Jean. But it's spelled like G-E-A-N.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like... Jean, some like French
name.
Jean
Carpignan.
Yeah.
French. Yeah. What was his name? He was like a famous one. Anyway, he's like ran like all of that. Like that was all his area. But he had like a little house, like
he's
a
like
warehouse.
An OG.
Yeah, he had like a warehouse right there, by the thing that he took us by, and you can see it's like an old like it's.
It's got the ruins.
It's got the ruins of his, like, his
The stairs,
warehouse, whatever. They were like, yeah, you know, it's haunted, people. But don't go there because you're not allowed, blah, blah, blah. Dude, so we got back from the tour.
Ain't fucking telling me what to do.
We got back from the tour. We parked. They let us out, and then we went to go eat right there.
Straight there.
Yeah, we went to eat at the Sawgrass. Right.
You were the only ones there. The rest of the people on the tour were there too.
Yeah, right. The tour guide is there across the street, tapping their foot, arms
right,
crossed.
To see who doesn't listen.
Told you.
Yeah. No, so we went to go eat at Sawgrass, and then we're done. And I'm like, "What do you want to do?" It was like 12. She was like, I kind of want to go. I fucking, you're going
to
see
that warehouse.
She's like, can we go?
French
and I'm like, fuck, I guess so.
And
so
it's funny because you can't get lost.
Yeah,
like,
you can't,
you
in
can't
the city.
Get lost at all in Galveston.
Yeah.
It's a small town.
Yeah.
And you cannot get lost. So we'll find it eventually.
Yeah. So we were like driving. We're like, what street was it? Because we were just intrigued because they're showing the story on a TV.
Okay.
And we're like, oh, shit. So then we go and I'm like, fuck. So I park. And sure enough, we park the truck. And it's like, and the thing is, there's houses. It's in between two houses.
Right.
And we're like, fuck it.
The neighbors probably deal with this shit all
the
time.
Yeah, so we got off, dude. We had the flashlight. And, of course, you know, I'm all fucking...
It's all, like, fenced off. But
yeah,
there's, like, openings.
Off.
You could tell, like, people go in there.
Yeah, so I'm like, come on, let's go. So we literally walked in that motherfucker, and it just felt weird. It was crazy. I was like...
Bro,
dark.
Next time I'll lend you my night vision goggles.
Oh,
and, like,
dude,
you can go in there in the dark.
Or next time y'all come with us and we can show
you. Yeah.
See?
No,
she can stay at the room and then we'll go.
No, she can lead us. She can be the room clearer. Like, hey, go in that room and make sure it's safe.
Yeah.
Dang.
Clear.
It's been an hour and a half. She hasn't come out yet.
All right, well, let's go to Saltgrass and get
a
snack.
Let's go
eat
at Saltgrass for her.
You know what? It's always the one with the glasses, though. You know, like in scary movies or whenever something happens, you know, it's always the one with the glasses that trips,
you
know,
you
and then the glasses
sight.
Come off. Yeah,
oh,
and then
shit.
You're over here, like, looking for your glasses, and that's when they get you. Right? And, like, the movies, it's always
you'll be fine.
So I'm always probably going to be the first one.
Nah, you won't. You'll be good.
Just wear your contacts. Problem solved.
Yeah. That pirate's name was Jean Lafayette.
Jean
Lafayette.
Lafayette. Whatever, man. I'm a wetback, dude. I don't know. But, yeah, so that little, like, house was crazy.
Oh, speaking of wetback, what's that word you were trying to say last night?
Which one? Don't worry about it.
Eucalyptus.
Oh, man,
can
whatever.
You say it?
Say it.
Dude. Say it.
No. Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus.
You can lick this.
You can lick this.
How about that? You can lick this, motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with Halloween, man. Fuck all that shit.
Sorry.
But yeah, so.
It's
yeah, so we go.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, we go do like that. We go stay at haunted places, man, everywhere. But, like, Galveston, it's nice, though, but there's a lot of places.
Okay, but have you actually...
And then, I mean,
seen
that's why
one?
It's
no.
why you have to follow y'all.
No, but like,
you've
been there before.
Wait, listen. So you've stayed in these rooms, but nothing crazy, like, fucking doors shutting, opening, nothing wild has really happened?
Mm-mm.
Not that I can remember.
Mm-mm.
Fuck these ghosts.
But, yeah, like, when when we go to Galveston, we have, like, this routine. We'll go there to that pirate house. We go all the time.
The cemetery.
We go to, like, two cemeteries.
Okay.
One time we went with the kids, right? It was weird, dude. So, like, the cemetery's, like, in the middle of the city. Or, like, it's a populated area.
Are you geocaching during this?
Okay. Yeah, we do that, too. But we were just going to go see the cemetery. We hadn't gone. It was all the kids, and we were all in the Yukon. And we roll up, and Bubbles gets out with the little one. And it was weird because we were rolling up, and there was nothing there. And then, so we roll up, we park, and she's like, I'm going to go see this grave. I'm like, all right, get off, because all the kids didn't want to get off.
Yeah. Were they scared?
No, they just,
oh, they just
yeah, because
it
was like
it.
A quick thing, yeah. And all of a sudden, dude, I'm like, hey, dude, there's like these coyotes just came out of nowhere, or they look like, I don't know, they didn't.
I don't
like
think they were coyotes. They look like wolves.
They look like wolves, bro. They just appeared out of nowhere,
they?
Dude. It was like
they were chilling on the cemeteries on the grave.
What was it like? Two or three of them?
I would say like four or five.
Oh, that's right, because there was two. So they were walking in a direction. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I told the boys, stay in here. And I put the truck in park, and I got out, and I like drew my gun. I was just like right there by the door, and I'm like, hey, look. And she was like, what the fuck? So they were sitting on the two graves, like where she was walking towards. And then I think one of the boys said, look, Dad, over there. And there was like three more on the other side. Like, dude, but I swear they weren't there when we rolled up. There was nothing there when we rolled up.
What the fuck?
It was fucking weird.
How big were they?
Dude, they were huge.
They were big.
They were fucking
they were
huge.
Wolves.
Mm-hmm. Bigger than fucking dogs.
Like the ones
bigger
in
than
Game
coyotes.
Of Thrones.
I don't watch that.
And that's what I told Paolo.
I don't watch that show. I'm probably one of the persons in the world that didn't watch
like,
that
I
show.
Like, I told him, like, it's weird because it's an island. right? And there's wolves on an island.
Yeah, like, but there's woods too, though.
Okay.
But yeah, that is weird.
Not really.
Okay.
Coyote or wolf?
Wolf.
Dude, it was a wolf, bro.
Okay. They were wolves.
Because coyotes are small.
Yeah. No, coyotes are small and petite. I know. I've killed a lot of those motherfuckers. Yeah. But no, dude. They were big. And they came. So the way it was weird, like, you just got to see it. Like, when we rode up to it,
wolves
right?
Wolves are smart too, man.
Dude, mm-hmm. So we. This is the street, right? We're heading this way. The cemetery's here. So we saw this part of it. There was nothing
clear.
There.
Because we were circling
clear.
Around it.
Mm-hmm. So we circled around, took a right, and went around. There was nothing. And
so they're like ghost wolves?
It was weird. We drove in. And then that's when we're like, she's like, oh, because she saw like some, oh, the grave was open, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, stop here. I want to go look. So we stop and her and the little one get off. And then I looked and I was like, what?
This was that night?
No, it was during the day. That's the weird part.
Wow.
If it was that night, we wouldn't have seen him.
Dude, what's weird about that also, this is just what I find strange is, I don't think that's a common place for wolves.
That was
to be
my
yet.
Thing. Exactly. That was my thing. And they just appeared like out of nowhere. Because
there's really no woods, forest.
Not around there.
It's right. It's secluded, but it's an island.
Yeah. There's a national park, but it's down at the other end. Like I'm talking about like maybe 15 miles down the road that way.
Hmm. So what happens? You're
so,
down.
Yeah, so I'm off I'm on the down. Truck and I'm like behind like I'm just watching them, right? So I moved to the front of the truck. So if I have to open fire, I can, you know, because there were 50 yards
okay.
from the truck.
That's a lot. That's
it's about 50 yards where those two were at on the grave. And she was like about where she was going was like maybe 15 yards from the truck.
That's already a disadvantage with the pistol. But
yeah, but
I
mean,
you.
Still, you know
yeah.
what I mean? I'm not going to just stand there and shoot. I'm going to run towards it and shoot,
right,
you know,
right.
Not
but
my
if you
first
had like
rodeo.
Five or no, but I'm saying yeah. like just the fact that there was like five or six of them.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what did y'all do? Did y'all still go or you just came back to the
no,
truck?
No, we stopped
they
and
stopped.
Then we walked slowly to the
they
car.
They just walked slowly. I was like, hey, look. And then I was like, okay, like you're good. Like, because they're, you know, and then.
They weren't chasing or moving?
No,
or
dude, they were laying. I
were
fucking
chill.
Forgot they were laying on the graves. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed those other three on the other side to the left of them. So they're on. They're like flanking. It was weird. Like they were flanking, dude. Like they were
well,
there and then they flanked over. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, fuck that. I was like, come on. So I like called. That's when they walk. I go, just walk slowly back to the truck. So as she's walking up, I'm like coming up. I'm like getting closer. Like I'm flanking her to come back.
Right.
And it's like,
dude,
it was
I
weird. Mm-hmm. And then we got in the truck and we drove. Did they disappear? Mm. Or what happened to them? They just sat there?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They sat there, dude. And we just drove off.
Dang.
And then we've never gone back again.
I would have marked my territory to piss him off.
I was going to take his shit, but I had already shit.
Pissing
right?
everywhere. What are yeah. you doing? Hang on. I got to take care of something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah. So that's one reason why I like... Well, I mean, that's not one of the reasons, but now that anytime I go to Galveston, I'll take my AR with me.
Fuck yeah.
I have it in the truck because in case I got to fucking
yeah.
snipe mm-hmm. somebody's ass.
Yeah, man. You could definitely reach out a lot further with your
yeah.
AR.
But I mean, just something like okay, I know as a pistol, but that's gonna scare them if they're
no, yeah,
if
yeah.
they're not supernatural though.
Well, right, you know that's what I mean? Was gonna say. Like, even if you imagine if you yeah. were getting shots on and yeah. like nothing,
oh shit!
And then they come to jump and you put your arms up and it just goes through you.
What the fuck? I'm like on my third 17 round mag, nothing
yeah.
happens.
What the fuck?
You better get some silver bullets or some
shit. I'm gonna get a bullet, shove it in my ass, get some cock on it, and shoot it.
And then fart,
what the?
Spit it out.
Yeah,
all my
gross.
Hollow points are already packed.
But yeah, dude, that was
if my bullet doesn't get you the infection, will.
But yeah, that was weird because it's like they just appeared. I wonder if the kids remember that.
They probably do.
I got it. Yeah, I know.
That's
I'm sure
pretty, that's
to
pretty
it, yeah.
creepy, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know, like in any setting, cemetery or not, if I see a pack of wolves, like I'm.
Dude, they weren't coyotes either. They weren't small, dude. You know, coyotes,
yeah, coyotes
like
are
dogs,
small.
Like small,
scrawny.
Petite, scrawny.
Yeah.
No, right. These were like big. Fucking...
I mean, coyotes can still do some damage.
Oh yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, no shit.
But yeah,
yeah,
a wolf for sure, like 80
yeah.
to 100 pound wolf, like. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yeah, it was weird. I remember they just appeared, and then we're like, and that was the last day we were, because after that we drove home, right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because we were like, shit, we need to go to the cemetery. And then we ended up going. That's when we went.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we went. Yeah, but then, and then when we went to the other cemetery at night, right, with the kids, it was fucking creepy because we were walking and there was other people there, right? There was other people there. They do like ghost tours and they'll go to the cemetery, whatever. There's some weird people, but like the kids were like,
because it's so open. You can
it's
just like.
It's huge. Yeah, you just walk in. It's
you
a
just
huge
walk
cemetery.
On the sidewalk and then you just walk over.
The brick. It's like just funny how you say like, oh, those weird people, the ones going to ghost tours in the cemeteries at in the dark.
And it was
that's what y'all doing.
No, they were
thinking the same thing.
Yeah. No, they were all goth, dude. They were all like, they were wearing black trench coats, right?
A couple some were laying down on the graves.
Some were laying on the graves.
Were they playing D&D?
I don't know. Oh, dude. Remember that couple? The kids were like, Dad, I think they're having sex on the grave. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like they were banging on the grave. They had a blanket and everything. Anyway.
This is a ghost tour? Like a legit one that you paid
for? Well, I don't
know
who
they
were.
Like,
no, we went our own. Yeah, we don't know who they were. There was just all these people. But so we go look at all these different graves, like all these little moths that they have. And like the kids were like, they wanted to take a picture in front of them. Remember we took that picture?
Mm-hmm.
And there was like something behind Noah in the little like opening. Fuck. He's always been scared of that shit. All of a sudden he wasn't. He was like going with her and they were looking in the open mosque. It was crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Taking pictures. It's crazy.
Y'all are wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun though. Yeah.
Because they have like those at the time or maybe in the early 1900s where they would have like the coffins, but they had like the glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The front,
yeah, they're
where
open.
You would see like the face.
It's not like a closed coffin. It's like mm-hmm. it has like,
like a glass
opening. Where you can see the face. That's how they would bury it. In the mosque, they would have them like that.
Mosque?
Yeah, the little small, like, they're
not. Like a mausoleum. The mausoleum.
There you go, yeah. Mm. Mausoleum, dude. Yeah.
I was like, isn't a mosque, like,
the big
Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the same shit.
Or, like,
I mean,
Islam?
It's the same concept.
Okay.
You get buried in it, mosque,
like
mausoleum.
Like a big mausoleum.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you now.
Yeah. It's like a little.
Kind of like the catacomb, or like the.
Yeah, like, they're called catacombs, too. Like, small catacombs, like in England, that's what they call the little burial things.
But they have, like, like a wooden coffin, but they would have like the glass
so you could see it
face.
Decomposing,
so you can see like the body,
yeah.
What
like
the fuck,
like John of Mars from that movie, remember?
Yeah,
that's
he
crazy. Goes in there, yeah.
What the fuck,
and you can look in there because they're open. You can, you see
I would
shit.
Have mine
people bust them open,
yeah. I'd have a glass where my face is, and then a glass like where my ass is. Like kiss my ass, and you can see my dead ass through the.
Or what if someone breaks it and goes and bangs your ass?
Dang, dude. my body comes alive. Excuse me, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Hey, what are you doing?
I can't move.
Pump that gives a meaning to pump life into you.
Bro.
But yeah, dude, it's fun, dude.
I'd be the top story at the ghost tour. And this is this one guy who's crazy. He put a fucking piece of glass over his ass and they came and they just started.
he died straight.
He's the
he
most
died straight and woke up gay.
he's the most visited site.
Look at the stretch marks around his butthole.
Oh, so gross. Stupid.
Dude, every time, even the scary story episodes, you gotta take it down that road.
But yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's fun.
I don't know about fun.
It is fun, man. It's dude. It's life, bro. You gotta like.
There's other things you can do
so
to
many,
enjoy
exactly.
life.
Like what,
bro? I have way more fun at Saltgrass, just having a drink and hanging out.
That's eating boring. That potato soup, man.
That's boring. That's boring shit, dude. I don't want to be 100 and be like, oh,
hey,
I just fucking didn't do nothing. Hell no.
You really think you're gonna be like? On your deathbed, wishing you did more scary stuff.
No, but I'm just saying, instead of just like not doing, like I want to. I don't know. I've always been adventurous like that. Like do crazy shit. That shit intrigues me though. Like the unknown.
Mm.
You know, some people can go through life without just not knowing. Like they don't want to know. I want to fucking know, dude. You know what I mean?
I get you.
Just ask and I'll tell you. So going back to the donkey lady here, it says it's off of an old. It's off of old. Applewhite Road.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That crosses the Medina River.
Yeah, it's over there by the Toyota.
What does she look like again?
It's like a donkey. It's like,
like a donkey head?
Like, no, like I think it's human top and like donkey bottom.
Donkey bottom.
It says the donkey lady has been described as a strange recluse disfigured by fire who either lives in a rural shack or beneath the so-called Donkey Lady Bridge.
Yeah, that's what they say under the bridge. Yeah, because
yeah,
you would go and hear shit. Like when we were in high school, go there. Or just like the San Antonio River, like the bridge right there. We used to go, like, when we were kids, we used to camp because we would fish, right? Back in the, when you could be able to eat the shit from there. Now it's all junk, but.
Right.
And we would, like, take our little tent and you would hear, like a woman crying at night. You would hear crazy shit. You'd be like, it was weird.
You know, the thing is like, shit like that is always, like, you're never going to be able to outrun it. Like, if you saw it.
If
like,
it comes for you.
You ain't outrunning it.
Yeah.
Just like, I remember, like, as kids, like, my grandparents, like my mom's parents, they lived like out there in the country where I told you I saw like that figure calling me.
Yeah.
Out there like La Soya, like out there. And we would go over there late at night. Like, we would go over there and have parties, like family gatherings, Christmas, or just, you know, barbecues, and we'd be driving back. And I remember one time my dad was drunk off his ass. My mom was driving. We were in the back. And there was these two big-ass lechuzas on the side of the road. They were, like, human size. And we passed them up. And, like, my mom was like, did you see those? And my dad was like, you got to go kill them. Because it's, like, a Mexican thing. Like, if you see them, you have to kill them. Yeah.
What happens if you kill them?
Supposedly they come for you if you don't kill them. So he was trying to get my mom to turn around and run over him. My mom was like, you fucking crazy.
Fuck yeah, man.
He sobered up quick, dude.
Yeah.
He sobered up quick.
We got to kill him.
Yeah, and like I said, like, at my parents', like, we had that tree, man, and, like,
that's okay.
Like, you would just, they whistle at you, bro, at night. Like, they whistle. Dude, we see them over at the house. There's a tree across from at our neighbors.
That's a whistling. So every time I hear that whistle, nah, that's dude, that's something else.
You're supposed to cuss at them when you see them.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you're supposed to cuss them in Spanish. Like, chinga tu madre, bro. And they go
pendejos.
Away. Yeah. Hey, que tienes, wey? No mames, wey.
Hey, que quieres hacer? Que quieres hacer? Nada.
Este güey quiere chorizo en su culo, este güey. Yeah.
Chupaseme.
Chupas, what the fuck?
Where is Milam Square downtown?
Isn't that by the Alamo?
What is it? Marmalade what?
It's got the hanging
Milam.
Tree, isn't it?
Milam
isn't
Square.
Isn't the hanging tree there?
It says that this park is built on top of an 18th century Catholic cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dang.
I thought that's where the hanging
built
tree
on top
is
of a cemetery.
Yeah, look up the hanging tree. There's a there's supposed
to says
be
the remains of Native Americans and Spanish settlers who fought over the land were laid to rest here.
Oh shit! I think that's right. Everywhere, dude.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
think they moved. I think that's what happened in our neighborhood.
Hey, by the way, I was right about that episode. It was Cortez, and it was the Mayans.
The Mayans, not the Aztecs.
No.
Not the Aztecs.
It was the Aztec Indians.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, and it wasn't measles. It was mumps.
What?
I mean,
no way,
I'm sorry.
Dude.
No. It was
no way. History's
dang, I
changed,
gotta double
dude.
Check it.
Hang History's on. Changed, bro. Isn't that downtown somewhere?
Yeah, I think it's where the.
What about
are.
that cemetery we go to? It has all those Freemasons buried.
Oh, that's the one that's by Sunset Station.
Yeah, that's the like one of the oldest ones, right?
I think that's the first one.
That's the first one.
The first
San Antonio. Like
smallpox. Dude, smallpox devastated the Aztecs and helped Spain conquer American
fuck
civilization.
That,
fuck
not,
those Aztecs. They got
dude.
They got
fuck
wrecked,
no, dude. Don't say that
buy a
shit,
couple
bro.
Blankets.
That's my people, bro.
Now I'm just kidding.
It's my people, bro.
Dude. Oh, shit. So check this out. It says Bigfoot used to hang around Kelly Air Force
yeah.
Base in the 70s.
That's where your mom saw it.
I used to party with that guy. He used to hang out. What the hell does it say that? He used to hang out around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where it is, right in that corner where your mom said she saw it. That's
supposedly two sightings happened near Kelly Air Force Base. One witness saw a 7-foot tall brown figure running out of his backyard.
Damn.
A few days later, his neighbor saw a creature sitting outside our home.
Yep. When your mom told me that story,
yeah,
because
Quintana
talking,
Road's by
right
Kelly
there.
Air Force
right
Base.
Corner.
Yeah.
But now they built the St. Phillips across, but mm-hmm. before that, it was all Kelly right there. Because I remember your mom and I were talking, and she's like, come on, just tell me the craziest thing. And I'm like, you won't even believe me. You'll think I'm more crazy. Like, and I told her about like my UFO thing. She was like, okay, well, since she told me that, I'm going to tell you. And she told me that. I was like, and she, did you know about it? You didn't know, right?
What?
About the...
Yeah, she told us about the Quintana
the
Road.
Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you never told me?
But
she
said
like, no.
She said what was weird, okay, about her sighting was that it was two of them, one big, one smaller,
mm-hmm.
and they had jeans, like denim pants on.
What?
Yeah.
She didn't tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that got me was that she said, I go, what were they doing? She said, they were standing there, and I said, whoa. She's just standing there. She goes, yeah. She goes, the weird thing is that she said they were swaying side mm-hmm. to side.
Yeah.
So I had never really done research on Bigfoot. So when I started doing research, that's like one of the main characteristics of when people see like Sasquatch standing on the road or somewhere, they sway side to side. That's why I knew she was a bush.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. They're just fucking.
They're drunk.
Fucking momos. I don't know. But yeah, that area.
Vertigo.
Yeah. So when I looked it up, I looked it up there, like the sighting of that.
Midget Manson.
Yeah, but they said that one's like over here off of Medical Drive.
Yeah, because they said the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center now stands where it used to be.
Yeah, that.
That's
you
not
see,
it.
I don't know. We had a midget mansion on the south side off of that one road where that bridge is at by Stetson Air Force Base right there.
Maybe it was a dwarf domicile.
Shit, I don't know. But it was fucking. That house was crazy, man. It's a different.
Instead of midget mansion. Yeah.
It said it was built with low-hanging fixtures and ceilings made especially for little people.
You know, that's what offends me about that is...
Little people?
No, well, about them changing the house like that is it's not built to code for other people that are not little. So it's kind of, it's discriminatory against...
So you get to hit your head on the...
Yeah, it's discriminatory to average height people.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong.
You're an average size human with a midget dick. How is that discriminating?
No, a dwarf dick.
Dwarf dick. Get a DWD.
I have a peewee peepee.
A junior size wee wee.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. The Sasquatch was in that area. Because when she told me, I started researching it.
How many bullets do you think it'd take to take a Sasquatch down?
You couldn't even
down?
Kill one, man.
You couldn't kill it.
Dude, there's been reports of someone shooting one with
like a 308 or something.
Yeah, like a 308 or what's the big one?
30-06.
Yeah, there's 308. One of those, but he shot it like 10 times and it just fucking like...
What?
Turned around and walked away, yeah. But then, dude, like I'm telling you, there's one that trucker hit it with his fucking semi. Boom, ran over it. And like, they were like, just go. And they came back. It was all cleared up.
Like they just gave him like one of those sniffing salts, and he just got up and
I don't know,
went back in the woods.
I don't know. Just like Dogman, you ever heard of Dogman?
I've heard it. I've seen the dog. That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. You that show
JoJo the Dog Boy.
You got to see a Teen Wolf. You got to see that Dogman of Lone Star in the Lone Star State. That documentary the dude made. Dude, there's sightings around here.
That's a real thing though, right?
Yes,
those the people
dude.
That have the
Fuck yeah. The
dog-shaped face.
Yeah, it's like a...
They're all furry.
So they're dogs, but they stand up on two feet. They walk on two legs.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah. You're talking about they wear the
dog... Like, the dog they're just head. The people that have hairy... They look...
Oh, the ones that are real hairy? Yeah.
Where they're like in the circus and shit.
Yeah.
So the Loma China Cemetery is off of South Zarzamora and 410.
South Zarzamora, 410...
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right there. That's like going towards... It's right there where the QT's at, right there.
Yeah.
We drove by there.
Why don't you go to that?
I remember seeing a cemetery there.
Why don't y'all go to that cemetery?
We will now. We dropped T off in those houses right there. Remember his friends?
Oh.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Dang,
we'll
bro. Go there them tomorrow. Aztecs got smallpox.
But it says it's also believed that...
I'll put an Aztec curse on you.
That the donkey lady is buried there.
Yeah, that's
that
what
she
I,
can be heard screaming.
Let's go. Let's go right now after this podcast.
Let's do it. I'm down. See?
You down?
I'm sleepy.
We need a DD.
We need a DD.
See,
where's O when you need him?
Damn.
C, are you down?
No.
Damn.
It's lame.
I don't care.
I tried, guys.
Shouldn't but be yeah, a surprise
a,
to y'all.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that happens real in this world, dude. That's like crazy shit.
Oh, here you go.
What?
The ghost at the Huebner Onion Homestead.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about. That place is creepy.
It says that Joseph Huebner, an Austrian immigrant in the mid-1800s, is said to have met his untimely death after mistaking kerosene as whiskey. His ghost is said to still be restless today walking the grounds of the homestead.
Damn.
And then that's where he's buried in the
back.
Yeah,
back there. It's creepy.
He must have been really drunk to mistake kerosene for whiskey.
Yeah, so they thought he was dead, and so they buried him.
But he wasn't.
But he wasn't.
He wasn't.
They buried him alive.
No, he was dead after that.
Yeah, right.
Shortly after. Dang.
Wow.
Man, that sucks. Because you're basically suffocating.
Well, there's still cases of that where people are like, they think they're dead. And then they fucking like pronounce them and they wake up like hours later.
Well, I've watched videos of people sharing their like near-death experiences.
Yeah.
And dude, they'll say like they were like legally dead for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that when they come back and the doctors are like, what the fuck?
What the yeah.
Like how that's not possible. And yeah. Then like with you not being brain dead, you know?
Yeah.
And they said the crazy thing that people chalk up like near death experiences of like, oh, well, you're deprived of oxygen or you were doped up on drugs.
Dopamine, yeah, that comes with releases, yeah.
But people have said where they're like, they hear the conversation in the surgery
room. Are they floating on top
room.
Of the room?
Yeah, or they like
they
see
see
what's
everything.
Going on in the next room over,
yeah.
And that when they come back, they mention it, and
they
the person's like,
it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, the nurses and all
how?
That. Yeah. Like they know exactly what they were doing, what the nurses were doing, what they did, what they said. Yeah, that's why that one doctor wrote that book on that.
Dude, I mean, like, I've listened to enough people share their experience crazy that I'm shit. Like, dude, the death isn't the end, man.
It's
no
not
way.
The end, dude. It's not. I think it's just, dude, like, there's some native people that say life is like a dream. Like, this is just a dream. Or there's even some, there's a theory that, like, here on Earth is hell.
Well, how do I get more dream money?
You know,
without working.
Yeah, because think about it, like,
yeah, think about it.
You know, that's why, like, even in the Bible it says, like, this is Satan. Satan's in charge of this world. You know that, right?
Satan's playground.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know that part?
I don't remember though. Was it?
I mean, it's probably not the way to say it.
Was it men that
the Bible says it so?
It was men that created the whole like falling from Christ.
Yeah, you see that.
Wait.
The whole story of Satan. No,
that was Eve.
Yeah.
She fucked us up.
She fucked us all up, dude.
What the fuck, dude? No one.
Anywho,
yeah.
Getting back on track.
Yeah, let's get back on.
So there's a Devil's Bridge in San Antonio.
Where's that one at?
It says it's not too far from Mission San Juan.
Hmm.
There's a bridge around East
Ashley
Road.
Why does everything happen on the south side?
Because that's where all the good shit's at. So the haunted ass.
Yeah. I better keep my comment to myself.
They say people have seen spirits of the Native Americans.
Keep your fucking mouth shut. I'm going to dump you in the fucking donkey bridge.
Hang on, bro.
You're
going
to be haunting that bridge.
Hey, did I tell you about this with the Aztecs? Hang on.
That's it. I'm going to call my ass.
He's
going to put an Aztec curse on you.
He's fucking done.
You don't want to be part of that, right? You don't want that curse? Just him?
How about nobody TPT?
Yeah, TP.
TP. Wipe my ass.
TP.
I'll wipe my ass with you.
No. Like the Indian TP.
Where's that on Ashley? That's that road.
East Ashley Road.
That's that road right there.
I don't know what road that is.
Where Fonzie used to live, remember? Turn off of like Roosevelt. It's to the left. It's that bridge.
Really?
Yeah, I'll take you to that bridge.
What are you laughing about over there? Why are you giggling so
She's
much?
Drunk, dude.
No, I'm just laughing at TP.
I know, man. How rude, dude. Man.
What the fuck?
We don't make fun of your name.
What I do to you?
Hey, PT, your ass wipe. TP.
ATP.
It's funny because on my grocery list, I'll put PT or TP depending on am I getting toilet paper or paper towels? It's
like one of them. Hey.
I put ass wipe.
She's so mad about the heating thing with caca on it.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I turned it off already.
I was wondering why I smelled like fondue. Yeah.
Burnt skin.
Burnt ass cheeks. Burnt buns.
Actually, I got to leave a review on that because it's an Amazon Vine item.
Hey, lady, your buns are on fire.
Did you rate it a 5?
I rate it 5 stars.
Hey, what's with them doing summaries now? When I look at a...
Summaries?
Yeah, like a product. Oh, when I look at the reviews and it says like... Most customers say that this is
to avoid because
reading all the fucking reviews.
Well, it'll tell you too if it's like, hey, this is an item that gets returned a lot of.
Yeah, it does all that. Yeah.
I think it's just to avoid unnecessary buying and returning. Yeah. Because dude, I had even heard Amazon started charging for returns.
Yep.
And I think the threshold changed for like if you return so much more than what you buy, then they just ban your account
because
you cost them money now. So they're like, so I think it's just a way to give people like a quick, like, is this really what you're looking for?
Or what people are
like
reading.
Most
instead
people
of reading
rate
all the
good.
Reviews. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause I saw one where it was like majority of people keep this item, which tells me it's a good item then because it doesn't get returned.
Or it says like, it's good for this, this and that, but they also complain about this and that.
Yeah.
And it's returned for this. Right. And yeah, I saw that. You know, what I'm pissed about is they put the search bar on the bottom. What the fuck? Of the app.
Oh, yeah. Mine's
on the
bottom. Annoying.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, mine's on the bottom of the app, dude.
Yeah, mine too.
Mine's at the top.
Oh, what the fuck,
mine's
dude?
At the top.
No. Maybe because I'm an influencer. Did y'all? You know what? You know
mine's
what's
at the bottom?
I know why. I know why.
Why?
Because y'all have auto updates on your apps, right?
Yeah.
I don't.
I do.
She does too.
I got the OG app.
Which...
Like, I don't update my shit, so this
mine's
is an old
update.
Ass. Oh, wow.
I'm special.
Yeah, I saw it, because mine was like that. It went to the bottom, and then I did it again, and it was on top, and then it went back down.
Oh, look, I got 5 items in my cart.
That it?
I didn't even know. Never under.
How about some more scary stuff?
I'm all scary stuff out.
Honestly, I think what I'm going to do, sometime this week, I'm going to download all the Are You Afraid of the Dark episodes. Or see if they sell it like on a DVD or Blu-ray. Yeah. I'll pay for it, but I want to rewatch all of them just for old times.
I know it's going to be all shitty quality.
Yeah, of course.
What if you can just stream them instead of spend money?
I have that Fire Stick, dude.
Yeah, maybe. But I just, well, the point is I want to rewatch them because, granted, I know that they won't be as scary to me now at this point in time, but just to kind of remember, like, the nostalgia sake of it.
They're coming out with new Goosebumps series. Yeah, it has Justin Long in it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The books were always really good. Like, I enjoyed reading the Goosebumps series.
I had a shitload of them, but yeah.
They would always be checked out at the libraries.
Mm-hmm. We started watching a show last night on Netflix. It was called The Fall of the House of Usher.
Oh, isn't that a Shakespeare?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, oh, that's Poe. The thing that I was going to tell you. One mm-hmm. of my traditions, my personal traditions, like around this time when I was younger, I would always read the Edgar Allan Poe book. The complete stories oh, and really? Poems of Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah,
I'd always
read that,
yeah.
Some of them were pretty creepy. You know, the thing about Poe, like, is just the style of the writing. And, like, I'd have to reread over and, like, to really understand, like, wait, what is saying? And I'm, like, looking at words up and I'm like, what is this? What is... Yeah, because it's... You kind of have to put it into the perspective of that time, that era.
He's my favorite Arthur.
Yeah, he's good stuff.
So what if, like, y'all found out, like, y'all's house was haunted? Like, what if it started getting haunted? What would y'all do?
It wouldn't be.
I'm just saying, what if?
That's bless a big it. What if. Yeah, we'd
what
eradicate
if that doesn't
it.
Work?
We'd eradicate it.
Move.
Burn
it to the ground.
Yeah, right.
I'd find out what upsets it and just keep. I'd push buttons till it left. I'd be like, "You ain't gonna win this war, motherfucker."
No, you wouldn't.
Fuck yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Like, we try to bless it. And,
yeah. You know. Well, because my friend Milo, dude, his childhood where he grew up, the dude that I tell you about his house is haunted.
Mm-mm.
I forgot about that. The wife was having an affair. So she broke up with the Sancho, mm-hmm. and then her and her husband were out one night. It happened like in the 50s or 60s. I don't know. He had a clipping of it. He was hiding in the tree, and he came down and shot the husband and the wife, like in the porch.
The Sancho did?
Yeah.
Dang.
And then he went in the house and killed the kids inside the house.
Damn.
Yeah, and his house was fucking haunted, dude. Like, the dad would sit on the couch, and, like, the couch would go up on one side.
The fuck?
Yeah, we would hear, like, all kinds of shit. He had, like, a chandelier, and it would spin around. That's things I saw. And then the... One experience I had in there, the first one, you would walk to the kitchen to go to the restroom in the back of the house, and I was coming back out, and there was a lady at the stove holding a baby. I could see right through her. She was, like, at the stove, and I just went back in the restroom and crashed out, dude. I leaned across against the table, I mean, the door.
Damn.
And I just crashed out.
Fuck that, dude.
And then we would hear, like, footsteps in there, people running in the hallway. It was a small hallway, too. And then his cousin saw...
How long did he live there?
Shoot, since they were like in elementary till when he was an adult.
Damn.
And then the dad lost the house, but the cousin saw like a body without the head, like sitting. Yeah, and like what the supposedly he shot like the wife, his girlfriend, like multiple times in the head.
Dang, man, that's so sad.
Yeah. And then they had like some psychic lady come, like because it was like crazy shit was happening, like to bless and stuff. It never worked. But she said there was something underneath the house, buried.
Probably bodies.
I don't know. But maybe. It was crazy, yeah. But that house was, like, really haunted.
All right. All right, guys. Well, hope you all enjoyed this episode. Definitely looking forward to the next one where we're going to have the kiddos on the podcast, first time ever, and talk all about Halloween-y. And that, I think, is going to be amazing. So hope you all enjoy it. And, make sure you're following us on Spotify, Apple, all the good stuff, all those platforms. Thank you so much for the support, and we will see you at the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Later.